องเลยครับเรคคอร์ด
โอเค
พี่สมาล
ี
จ
ั
ดไปก่อนแล้ว
ใช่ค่ะใช
่โอเค
โอเค another 2 bar ที่พี่จะเซ็นโอเค
Can we stand outside for 2 minutes and we can smoke a cigarette and talk?
Okay,
yeah, we'll do an interview.
Go
outside. Go outside. Okay. Go
outside.
Okay. Okay, I can wait.
What? You wake
me. Interview.
So let's sit.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay.
And then it's smoking.
Yeah, yeah. Got okay. I need some air.
Yes. Okay.
אני מוסק. זה הרעיון השישי או השביעי שנותן ב. התחלתי מארבע. מי ארבע פה חצי שעה טלוויזיה. לפחות זה קל כי זה רק הקלטה. Yes.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Thank you, Mr. Sip, for making VipVarietyNewsOnline.com for your share about your story and your working with Israel at Thailand Embassy.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Sip, can you share about how long time for your Thailand to this trip?
I just arrived 2-3 days ago for opening the exhibition. And unfortunately, it's a short trip this time, and I leave back to Israel on Saturday. Uh-huh. I've been here before. It's my fifth time, I think, in Thailand. Mm. I've been here, and even there are a few two pictures that were shot in Thailand for my previous trips. But this time, I won't have much time to travel, and I will go back. But I'm sure I will come again.
Uh-huh. And next question, can you share about for Thai people about what is the topic main idea of your exhibition?
The exhibition is basically talking about the light in photography. Light.
Light.
Light is one of the most important elements in photography. This is why I decided to shoot this project in black and white. Taking away the color, I leave the viewer with a strong essence of viewing the light and the composition. And I think that the light in photography is the has an additional value that you can take the picture and turn it from visual content to art. And this is what it's all about.
Thank you. And next question. Can you share about your when you are start a photographer? What is your obstacle story before you have been a professional?
I started 25 years ago, and the first thing in my professional life was I was a military photographer in the army. I've done. Every person in Israel has to do 3 years in the army. So this is I did my service as a photographer, and this is what gave me to become professional, because I was doing that as a military service. And from there on, I started working with newspapers and magazines around the world, and doing projects and exhibitions and books and all kinds of, you know, winning awards and doing a lot of things in the world of photography.
Yes. And next question. Can you share about the hardest work in your making film about in your working that Asian or about in your station?
I don't understand the question.
About can you share about your working at the hardest work in Israel?
I think, you know, as a photojournalist, my work is always have to deal with the most hard thing that people can you know, work with. So it could be natural disasters, it could be poverty, it could be diseases, and obviously conflicts, and that's part of my work. You know, I think that the camera is a tool that speaks in an international language that everybody can understand, and it's you can bring a message through photography. So it's true that I deal with the probably the most hard things to photograph, like conflict and war. But on the other hand, I think it's very important to be able to bring this message out and to tell the story to the world.
Yes. And next question, Mr. Sip. Especially about Thailand, can you share about your working behind the scene? I ask. See your photo to pick in Samui and in Bangkok.
As I said, I've been here before, and the picture in Koh Samui was shot. I was on vacation with my family, but I heard that there is a convention of monks that are all coming for early morning prayer from all over Thailand. So I joined them and went to take pictures. So that's that. And the second time I was here working, and it's just a street photography that I captured that is a very typical, I think, very typical Bangkok situation where you see the food and the steam coming out of the food and the people walking. And it's a very... authentic Bangkok type picture.
Okay, thank you. Very gorgeous. Next question. In this Thailand, what is your interesting another?
Oh, there are so many things I would love to photograph here. I really like shooting things that have to do with religion and with ceremonies. And there are so many, there's such a rich culture. And there are so many things to photograph. I'm sure I'll come again to do some more stories here.
Yes. And next question, Mr. Sip, what is the next step about of your working next to Thailand?
My next work?
Next work.
I'm flying back to Israel. I have another shoot in New York. Then I'll be back. The exhibition is coming, will travel to Hanoi.
To Hanoi.
Yes, so I will go to Hanoi for the opening of the exhibition.
Yes.
So I still have a few travels before the end of the year. Another 5 or 6 times I will travel to shoot or to lecture or to open the exhibition.
And next question, what is the next challenge in the world of your work about a photo?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I think one of the biggest challenges is to create an ethical code. Because nowadays, everybody takes pictures and do a lot of manipulation and Photoshop. And all kind of effects, and I think that the real photography should stay natural and honest, and with a very strong ethical code that will put together something that will leave the photography solid and truthful.
Yeah. And next question about in your free time, what is your doing and your interesting?
My what?
What is your free time?
My free time.
Yeah, what is your interesting?
Luckily enough, my profession is my hobby as well. So I take pictures as a hobby and as a professional in both sides.
Yeah.
I like riding motorcycles. I have a big motorcycle. I go on motorcycle trips, driving off-road. Yes, so I do some rides, but anywhere I go, I always with a camera anyway.
Yes. And next question, Mr. Sip, about what is the next challenge and what is your main theme of your working in your philosophy, main idea of your work?
I think it's the main thing I'm aiming to are two things. One, tell the truth. No manipulation, just tell the truth as is. I find it extremely important. The second theme would be to create an image that will make people feel about the image.
Yeah.
You know, so a strong image can make people feel something towards it. I don't want people to kind of stay untouched with the picture. They have some emotions to the image that I photograph. So that's my main concern.
Yes. Next question, Mr. Sip, about your inspiration when you were childhood. What is your inspiration to your beginning point of your being photographer?
First of all, my biggest inspiration is always photography books. I buy a lot of books. I look at projects of other photographers, what has been done in history, and how the stories could make a difference and can maybe change the perception of what people feel towards that subject. And I do think that photography can raise awareness and can tell a story, and this is my biggest, I would say, influence or inspiration in the photography.
And next question, Mr. Sip. Please, tell for Thailand photographer about the best way of photographer is. Please, your recommend.
Again, what do I recommend?
What is your recommend about the best collector is photographer?
Collector?
Collector list. The best collector.
I don't understand.
Can you share about Thai for Thai photographer the best way you
How I make a picture?
Yeah, make a picture. Yeah.
Oh, it's complicated. Every scene is different.
Mm.
There is no one way of getting a good picture. So once it's slow speed and big aperture and measure the light this way or the other way, use this lens or that lens. So every picture is different. There's no one way that I can say that if you do this and that, you'll get a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing. The interesting about photography that it's every picture is different in the way that it's being taken.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no rules. Ansel Adams, which was a very famous photographer many years ago, once said, there are no rules for good photographs, there are only good photographs. I mean, you can't tell, it's not like mathematics that you can do 2 and 2 is 4.
Mm.
In photography, it doesn't work this way. Every combination is different to create your own style and to create an image which will be interesting.
Mm.
So it's impossible to give a hint and say what will make a good picture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And last one, Mr. Sip, please say something for Thai people about your exhibition, and I need for you know about your camera. Yes. For is your
what lighting. Camera am I using?
Yeah, by using.
About the exhibition, I would say that the exhibition is going to be open now for the next couple of weeks, and I would like all Thai people who are interested in photography, who are interested in seeing, you know, pictures of different parts in the world, are more than welcome to come and see the exhibition. I hope they have a good vibe. And I shoot with Canon cameras.
Canon, yeah.
Yes, so I have different models and different lenses. I have pretty much most of the range of the high quality cameras made by Canon.
Mr. Sip, thank you for making your interval time with VarietyNewsOnline.com.
Thank you very much.
Khop khun ka.
Khop khun ka.
Okay. Mr. Sip,